content of this program is meant for educational purposes only, because knowledge is power. However, the controversial subject matter discussed may not necessarily reflect the views of this station, its management, staff, or its advertisers.
The Power Hour has been in existence since the turn of the 21st century. The need for independent media is more critical than ever as people search for the truth. For the past 20 years, the Power Hour has focused on subjects which inform and educate about the real challenges we face as a nation. Join us as we discuss the Constitution, current events, and natural health solutions with the best experts on radio. Learn from some of the most insightful commentators you'll find in talk radio. Now, here's your host of the Power Hour, Dave Krieger.
And a pleasant good hump day to you. It's 1 minute after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time. And of course, we're looking at Tropical Storm Alberto forming in the Gulf of Mexico right now. We'll try to keep an eye on that for you. And of course, you need to be shopping the Power Mall, because that's what's going to keep us on the air through 2024, folks. We have 10% off of Miracle 2 soaps and neutralizers this week. 10% off OptiVita products, including the new and improved vitamin D3. Sale prices are marked on both of those. And, of course, if you spend $300, you get 20% off your order for Strauss Naturals or North American Urban Spice, which automatically applies at checkout. And, of course, we're going to have Dr. Michael Garko on today, and Fred Dashevsky from U.S. Coin Capital will be joining us to talk about gold, silver, the economy, and all the crap that's going on right now pre-November 5. And, of course, if you don't have internet, you want to know about the Power Mall, you can simply call us up at 877-817-9829, request a Power Mall catalog, and then you're in the know. We're constantly updating it. ThePowerHour.com also has a community tab where you can get on and join our various organizations, the things that we do there, the forum I'm talking about. You can submit a prayer request. You can do a bunch of stuff. The donations, of course, are always helpful. We have a new Power Hour partner. It's Icy Breeze Portable Air Conditioning Cooler. So, the engineers designed this unit to be like nothing else available today, including taking extra steps to ensure the final product was as friendly to the environment as possible. It has a unique design that sends water through a heat exchanger cleverly placed in the lid. Fresh air is drawn from hidden vents in the top of the cooler, pulled across the exchanger, and chilled down to 35 degrees below the initial temperature. A cool, dare we say, icy breeze is then dispensed whatever direction the unit's facing. The power and speed of the air currents comparable to that of the average air conditioner found in most modern automobiles. The full range of Icy Breeze accessories make the portable air conditioner work pretty much anywhere you want to have cold drinks and air conditioning. It becomes a truly portable with the optional battery pack designed specifically for the Icy Breeze unit. The specialized battery allows Icy Breeze to provide hours of refreshing chill. The portable air conditioner units are guaranteed against failure for the lifetime of the unit. Gotta love that. Prepper Beep, Richardson Nutritional Center, Lion Energy, EMP Shield, James McKinney Water Filters, My Pillows, Star Wars Botanicals, and the hits just keep on coming. All of our partners, you go to thepowerhour.com, click on the partners page, and shop there. Let us know you did so we get credit. It's what keeps us on the air, folks. We also have thepowermall.com and thepowerhour.com newsletters. You get them for free. We'll send them to you. All you got to do is go to the Power Mall and thepowerhour.com, click in the newsletter tab and subscribe, participate in the forum. That's the community tab I told you about. Of course, now, if you have people out there that you know want to listen to the show, but they don't have internet, you can give them our phone number. It's a call-in phone number. 631-359-8232. That's 631-359-8232. But wait, there's more. 631-359-8232. I had to make sure you got that, because usually it takes, I could repeat it three more times, because usually it takes about six more times before you actually memorize it. Of course, you know, if you want to call the Power Mall, you can do that 877-817-9829 to the Power Hour and ask whatever questions you need to as far as hooking up with the show. It's okay. Write us at support@thepowerhour.com. That's another way to get stuff through. All right. Moving along. 4 minutes after the hour. World news. The Australian premier has created, are you ready for this? You talk about horse patootie. Creates a ministry in charge of changing men's behavior. Yeah. When you see a man doing that, you yell, stop that. Now, I know what you're thinking.
I know what you're thinking.
Yeah, no, that's not that. You know, he wasn't rearranging his closet.
Monica, get back in the closet.
Thank you, Bill. We appreciate that. The development of totalitarian governments always coincides with sweeping efforts to socially engineer the population to adhere to less rebellious behaviors. In other words, we want to dumb you down so bad you won't resist. When we give you an order, and when we say jump, you say how high. Specific groups that present a threat to the regime are usually identified and targeted with propaganda or indoctrination. Just remember that, because it's going to start happening here. They're doing it with all of these illegal immigrants. They're programming them to react against we the people. In tandem, the rest of the population is also conditioned to fear those groups and treat them with suspicion. Yep, you know them white people. You got to watch out for the white people. Where the white women be at? You know, the white people. Yep, in this way, the establishment elites mold the more submissive public into a shield that protects them from the revolutionaries that might dethrone them. You see, this is what our government is worried about. But see, Australia is already doing it. They want to create tyranny on a global scale. And so, you know, the premier of the Australian state of Victoria has created a new ministry tasked with the purpose of changing and perhaps even controlling men. Jacinta Allen announced this month that state MP Tim Richardson would serve as the inaugural parliamentary secretary for men's behavior change. This reminds me of Monty Python, you know, the cheese shop, you know, or the argument clinic. Are you here for the full 5 minutes or the half hour? The full half hour? No. Yeah, it's funny. The argument clinic. I told you, yeah, the first of its kind in the country. The appointment was in response to Prime Minister Anthony Albanese calling gender-based violence a national crisis, promising greater government action. First, Australia blamed guns for violent crime. Now they're blaming men in general. Masculinity, an existential danger to society, like nuclear weapons or global warming. These people, boy, they're really screwed in the head, aren't they? Yeah, we need to do something about men. Really. Well, ladies, I hate to say this. One, don't get married. Two, don't go out on a date. Three, don't have sex with somebody that looks like a guy that has something that gets inserted into you that makes you pregnant. Four, try to find a guy that says that he can get pregnant and have a child. You see the stupidity of this? I'll tell you what, I got to stop right now. I got a blind woman joke. A joke with a point. You ready? I know y'all like humor. I don't want to pick on just because it's a blind woman joke, okay? You're going to get it when I tell it to you. It's very quick. A blind woman boards public transportation. The bus driver is waiting for her to take a seat. Nobody, because the bus is fairly full. Nobody will move out of their way to let this blind woman sit next to them. So the bus driver gets up out of a seat, calls the blind woman back to the front of the bus and says, "You sit here in my seat." So she sits down. And then he says, "Okay, you're going to drive the bus." Everybody got up and got off the bus. That's the joke. You see how that works? You see where we've come to now? See where our society has evolved into? So I told you there was a point. NATO is now, you got to wonder about this Jens Stoltenberg guy, the Secretary General of NATO, said that China should be penalized for supporting Russia's invasion of Ukraine. You know, I hate to say this, but it's like NATO is promoting World War III. because all of its members keep opening their mouths and saying stuff that's getting Putin and Xi Jinping and Kim Jong-un and Ayatollah Asahola pissed off. They're getting irate with these people. They don't like NATO. Trump didn't like NATO either, but apparently all the warmongers got to have a war because that helps the economy. Yeah, right. And they've already, you know, pretty much with the NDAA now, the conscription in the United States is a done deal. Automatically, men between the ages of 18 and 26 will be signed up. And don't be surprised if you're in college. See, this is the danger of being automatically enrolled when you're 18 and you live, you know, past, you know, before 26, before your 26th birthday. You're going to be signed up into automatic conscription so that this government can take you, make you its property. Makes you wonder if that's not the case already, huh? And then ship you off to a foreign land where you will die on foreign soil. All in the name of protecting their freedom. You see, this is the United States Incorporated playing this game, folks. And because you have a birth certificate and a social security number, see what I mean? Now, what if you didn't have a birth certificate and a social security number? Could you be conscripted then because nobody would know you were there? You wouldn't have a government benefit. You wouldn't be volunteering into Social Security. Oh, you didn't know it was voluntary? Oh, my gosh. I asked my parents that once. Why did you enroll me in Social Security? And you know what their answer was? Well, we thought we were doing the right thing. Don't be mad. Excuse me, my life's already ruined because of you. You volunteered me into something. You got me a Social Security card when I was a minor. You see how that works? I got a friend of mine out there that I've known for years. He has no Social Security number, and he's working for cash. He's part of the underground economy. He doesn't file a tax return. He doesn't have to. A judge told him so. Duh. What is it with people, man? I'm telling you, we've been duped. We the people should be screaming at our Congress people, what have you done to us? Meanwhile, Putin and Kim Jong-un, the fat boy, have agreed to develop strategic fortress relations, according to North Korean state media. Oh, isn't that wonderful? Let's all sit around and sing Kumbaya. Kim said the pact would expand cooperation in the areas of politics, economy, and defense, calling it strictly peace-loving and defensive in nature. Yeah, right. NATO is also worried that Russia may support North Korea's nuclear missile programs. Well, duh. U.S. has accused North Korea of supplying dozens of ballistic missiles and over 11,000 containers of munitions to Russia for use in Ukraine. Whatever. I mean, this is all tit-for-tat propaganda, right? They want to start World War III, and they're going to go about every way they can to do it. Conscription of U.S. men is only just a very minute part of the programming. See, we need another false flag attack like 9/11 to get everybody. God, you remember that? The wag the dog stuff? God bless the USA. Lee Greenwood came out with a song like Old Brown Shoe, and they threw shoes up over power lines. And oh, my God. And everybody bought into it. See what I mean? And all these people went running off to enlist in the army so they could go overseas and kick some Iraqi ass. See how that works? Say, I mean, when they've already got you automatically conscripted, I mean, that's half the battle. Now they don't have to worry. They'll just come get you. Okay, hey, it's time. Time to report to your local AFES center. Armed Forces Exam and Entrance Station. Yep. Yep. Soaring temperatures scorch pilgrims at the Hajj in Saudi Arabia. Over 550 died of heat stroke. Hundreds of visitors have died during the annual Muslim pilgrimage to Mecca. Temperatures 125.2 degrees Fahrenheit in the shade at the Grand Mosque in Mecca. Of course, Reuters, who wrote this story, was not immediately, couldn't immediately verify the numbers. 550 people died, they said, over. 323 of the dead were Egyptians, most of whom perished due to heat-related illness. According to the AFP, citing two Arab diplomats, pilgrimage began last Friday. So they're out in the scorching sun, dying while they're bowing to Allah at Mecca. Well, at least, unlike Americans, at least they were willing to die for what they believe in. Most Americans over here aren't. Man, did you see Fat Jack Black on stage in his little cutesy outfit, his little red, white, and blue flag short, whatever they call that, jumper, covering up his fat? Jack Black with a beard. Boy, that was funny. Sitting there endorsing Biden, endorsing his president. He's woke. Time to boycott Jack Black movies, folks. Same with the Cusacks. Time to boycott them. Julia Roberts, time to boycott them. We need to start boycotting Hollywood in general because these people are woke. Do we know for a fact they're being controlled fully by Zionist Jews? Do we know that? A deadly strep bacteria, this would be streptococcus. It's toxic shock syndrome. Streptococcal toxic shock syndrome is spreading across Japan. Deadly bacteria. The National Institute of Infectious Diseases in Japan has issued its first warning as of June 2nd. 977 cases so far. That count already surpasses last year's total of 941 cases. Remember what toxic shock syndrome in America here all came from? Misuse of tampons? Yeah. Amazing how that works, huh? All right, moving on over here to use news. Today is Juneteenth. What did you talk about? It was signed into law in 2021 by Biden, and it's all happening out there. All the celebrations are going on in record-breaking heat. Juneteenth is a combination of the words June and 19th. Known as Emancipation Day, commemorating the day in 1865 after the Confederate States surrendered to end the Civil War, when a Union general arrived in Galveston, Texas, to inform a group of enslaved African Americans of their freedom under President Abraham Lincoln's 1863 Emancipation Proclamation. Texas officially declared Juneteenth a holiday in 1980. At least 28 states and D.C. now legally recognize Juneteenth as state holidays and give state workers a paid day off. Isn't that nice? Although, in part a celebration, the day is also observed to solemnly honor those who suffered as a result of slavery in the 400 years since the first enslaved Africans arrived in the colonies that would eventually become the United States. Gee, what about all the Irish people? Irish, they'd celebrate for them, too. Oh, that's right, St. Patrick's Day, right? That's an excuse for everybody to go out and get hammered. But it's in its fourth year now as a federal holiday, so I mean, it must be something, especially if you're the woke left. All U.S. government employees and any private business that participates have the day off from work. Not all state governments recognize the holiday, however, meaning state employees in those states are expected to report to work. To enshrine Juneteenth in any states, legislatures have to pass bills to make it a permanent holiday. Yep. Oh, there we go. How do you like that? Yes, my armed man in Morrilton Morrilton. Armed man wanted for homicides. Nah, see, they send you emergency alerts. Gotta love that. And of course, Reuters, in their infinite wisdom in putting this story together that's supposed to be unbiased and unprejudiced, went on to promote racism, George Floyd, in the summer of 2020. Oh, yeah, that's what this is all about. Hey, let's go burn down a building. Let's go burn down a police precinct. Huh? That sounds like fun. Yeah. So what are you going to do when the temperature is 105 degrees in your city? Let your kids go out and go park it in the swimming pool? In the community pool? See, community pools, I'm sorry, that's the last place I'd hang out, especially with kids, because what do kids do when they get in the pool? Yeah, use it as a bathroom. Ain't no way. Huh? Not happening. Juneteenth also is unobserved in Florida. The date reflects the timing of the announcement by the General Gordon Granger in Galveston A similar announcement already happened in Florida on May 20th, 1865, the different timing reflecting the uncertainties surrounding the end of the Civil War and difficulties of communications as rebel states fell under federal control. Union General Edward M. McCook arrived in Tallahassee to receive the surrender of Florida's Confederate troops on May 10th. On May 20th, McCook formally announced President Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation from the steps of the Knot House, which has been now declared as a historic place, effectively ending slavery in the state. As a result, many Floridians celebrate May 20th as Emancipation Day. The Knot House is now a museum. It's an 8-minute walk from Florida's old capital, then the seat of the government. Of course, with Biden signing this, Florida doesn't recognize it. DeSantis issued a proclamation in 2020 recognizing it, but hasn't done anything since then. But here's something interesting. Florida does mark Robert E. Lee's birthday on January 19th, Confederate Memorial Day on April 26th, and Jefferson Davis's birthday on June 3rd. Abraham Lincoln's birthday on February 12th is not a paid holiday, but Martin Luther King Jr.'s birthday on January 15th is a paid holiday. So you see, little give and take there, folks. I want to know when we're going to have the United Honky College Fund. That's what I want to know, because the mind is a terrible thing. That's right. National Weather Service has issued a warning. Heat advisories. 76 million Americans are currently under heat advisories as high temps continue to impact the Midwest and East Coast. Excessive heat warnings. Heat advisories, excessive heat watches in effect for much of the Midwest and Northeast. They've announced the opening of cooling centers and urged people to limit outdoor activities when possible and to check with family members and neighbors who may be vulnerable to heat. And please, do not leave pets outdoors if you're in an area affected by this advisory. Yeah, I hate to say this, but under pet news, 68-year-old Thomas Byers of Fort Myers, Florida, has been arrested after allegedly leaving two dogs outside in the heat for multiple days, according to Lee County Sheriff's Office. On Sunday, deputies responded to a home on 3rd Avenue to investigate an animal cruelty case where they found an unconscious chihuahua. Deputies tried to save the dog, but unfortunately it didn't survive. Detectives say they discovered Byers, that's Thomas Byers, had been leaving the dogs outside for multiple days in a kennel without food or water. He was found at his home where a second chihuahua was found outside in the kennel. The second puppy was surrendered. They're reviving it. Byers has been charged with 2 counts of animal cruelty. Please do not leave your pets outside. That's just wrong. I'm sorry. You know, we have to be human, right? One other note, we had Hung Cao. Remember Hung Cao? He's an Asian U.S. Navy retired officer. Well, he has won the Virginian Republican primary for the U.S. Senate yesterday. He earned an endorsement from President Trump and defeated other Republican candidates, including Jonathan Emord, who's been on the show before, Eddie Garcia, Scott Parkinson, and Chuck Smith. Now, he's going to have to go up against Senator Tim Kaine, so we're going to have to try to get him back on the show because, unfortunately, everybody is putting their money on Kaine to win again. Army veteran and Trump impeachment candidate will vie for Spanberger's seat, Abigail Spanberger. She's going to go up against Youngkin in the governor's race. So we have 39-year-old Army veteran Derek Anderson and 48-year-old Eugene Vindman, a former ethics lawyer at the National Security Council, emerged as winners in their respective primaries for the 7th Congressional District. So if you want Mr. Anderson, 39-year-old Army veteran, maybe we should get him on the show too. Vindman defeated 6 other Democrat candidates thanks to his part in his notoriety from his role in then-President Donald Trump's first impeachment. Before we move along to the news, Bill in Illinois, thanks for holding. What say you?
Hey, Dave, I got a question. This started Saturday. Every time I try to call the Global Network Radio on the phone, this is what I get. A message will say, thank you for calling our radio station. We're unable to recognize your number. Please dial such and such to be connected to our radio station. Is that the same thing for the Rents radio, the same recording? But every time you call, it gives you a different number, like 50 or 62 or 98 or something like that. I didn't press those numbers because I don't know what's going on. Have you heard anything about this?
Well, yeah, I have, as a matter of fact, Bill. A long time ago when the earth was green and there was more kinds of animals than you'd ever seen. No, I'm just messing with you. Bill, what happened was we were talking on the show. We had a news story about spam, about phone spam, about getting all these bogus numbers. Okay. And so what Todd Global Star did was he went and converted the system so that you had to press one to get into the studio. I'm not sure whether or not you have to wait for the prompts. And so,
I'm not
talking
about calling in. I'm talking about just listening to it on the phone.
Oh, yeah. See, I'm not sure about that yet. We're trying to get clarification. You're talking about the listen-only line.
It started Saturday. And it's the same recording. The guy that answers your phone to talk with you, he tried different numbers. He said it was okay when I called yesterday. But when I call, it continues to do it. So, I'm scared to press those numbers because I don't know trying to bug me or what,
Yeah, I know. I wish I could get
Tom. Need to check into that, but it might be my phone service. I got that computer.
Todd's texting me. I wish I could get him to open up his mic and tell me what's going on here, if this is true or not.
Same thing for Rents. When I dial Rents Radio, the same recording, same voice. And every time you could call, 1 minute later, it'll give you a different number to press. I won't press it. I just hang up.
Wow.
Okay, I just want you to know, Dave, okay?
I appreciate that, Bill. All right, maybe we'll get some clarification on that.
As far as I can tell, everything's working just fine.
Okay. Can they hear you, Todd?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Todd or Bordop is on the line. This is one of the first time Todd has come on. And so the Rents program works the same way as ours, or do you know?
Yeah, they're all working. Apparently, he's also trying the one that's set up specifically for you guys as well. And it's doing it on that as well. But yet all the numbers, when we try them here, they're working just fine, every one of them.
Okay.
Figure is it has to be something with his provider, his phone provider. That's all I can figure.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you have it. Thank you, Todd, for coming on the horn there. Just like I said, we don't get to talk to Todd very often. You get to when you go online, and I get to before we go on the air. But anyway, Bill, you can also call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. We'll have a conversation. I just got an email text from our producer, Catherine, who said you can call up and have a conversation with her if you're having some difficulties, and maybe we can figure this out. Moving right along here, we're just about to come to the break. But in the interim, we have a federal judge in Louisiana blocking enforcement of a rule in two states that required employers to provide accommodations to employees who want to undergo elective abortions, with the judge siding with plaintiffs who argued abortions aren't medical conditions that employers must facilitate. This applies to Louisiana and Mississippi. It's temporary relief. I have a feeling this is not over yet, of course. We have an Oakland Casey Robert Goonan, 34, has been arrested in connection with the firebombing of a UC Berkeley Police Department vehicle. Multiple felony charges filed against him. When we come back, we'll talk about charges the DOJ filed against a Texas doctor who exposed gender-affirming care and violated HIPAA in the process, so they say. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Hi, this is Jay at the Power Mall. I thought I would discuss an item that's very valuable to my personal health and well-being. That product is called Curcumin X4000. Its potent antioxidant properties have been shown to decrease swelling and allow us to enjoy our golden years. Take control over your health today, guys. Order Curcumin by calling 877-817-9829 or order at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Hi, this is Dave Krieger for the Power Mall. If you've seen me take a Regaresp while live streaming on the Power Hour, you should know that I take this great product from North American Urban Spice regularly. One of the worst things that can happen to a talk show host is lung congestion, and a Regaresp keeps that at bay, especially during allergy season. If you're suffering from sinus issues, you may too be suffering from sinus drainage, which gets into your lungs and that affects your breathing. I practice what I preach when it comes to having clear lungs. I can't say enough good things about a Regaresp in helping to restore lung function due to sinus drainage and allergies. If sinus issues are bugging you like they do me, do yourself a favor and pick up a bottle of a Regaresp from North American Urban Spice online at thepowermall.com or call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. A Regaresp, one of the great products from North American Urban Spice.
For the past 20 years, the Power Mall has been a trailblazer leading the way in providing our customers with only the best health, wellness, and readiness products. We have worked hand in hand, helping to grow many small businesses, and we continue to provide exceptional customer service, educating our customers so they can make informed purchases. You can shop with confidence, knowing that we have personally vetted every product that we offer. Your health and well-being means so much to us. We have championed voting with your dollars. And when you shop with the Power Mall, you are helping to keep ever so important and often censored health information in the forefront. Buy from the good guys. Shop thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Or call 877-817-9829. Hi, this is Jay from the Power Mall. I am here to talk with you today about one of our most powerful products that does not get enough recognition. That product is Blockbuster All Clear by Good Health Naturally. Blockbuster is a blend of proteolytic enzymes and antioxidants, which combine serrapeptase and natokinase with digestive enzymes, antioxidants, pine bark extract, oh, and much more. The unique combination of these ingredients have been carefully selected to provide powerful support for a range of health conditions, with particular benefit to heart and cardiovascular. Kidney health is another area that benefits from targeted enzyme support, as there is a close link between cardiovascular system and kidney function. If you'd like to learn more about this powerful product, give me a call today, 877-817-9829. Or visit thepowermall.com.
With inflation constantly chewing away at the value of paper money, perhaps it's time for Americans to bite back. Ownership of gold and silver coins provides great counterbalance to weaker paper money value. U.S. Coin Capital provides physical gold and silver coins. You can reach us directly at 1-800-878-2646, uscoincapital.com.
Hi, this is Linda from the Power Mall. I would like to tell you about a product that I personally take and recommend. I was very drawn to the Bone Active Topical Rub because I want to build healthy bones and prevent age-related bone loss, which so many of my friends have. Bone Active Oil contains three of the most potent mountain herbal oils known to man: sage, rosemary, and oregano. I rub it on my joints and on the bottom of my feet, and an added bonus is that it smells amazing. Not only is it potent by just rubbing it on the body, but also can be taken internally. Take advantage of the research. Use Bone Active Rubbing Oil and capsules to support a healthy overall bone density response. I'd love to talk with you more about this product. Call me at 877-817-9829 or learn more by visiting thepowermall.com.
Minutes after the hour of 11 a.m. Central Time here on this Hump Day edition of the Power Hour. Dave Krieger back with you. Thanks so much for joining us. And thanks for sharing us with your friends and telling them about the Power Mall, because we need to stay on the air through this year. I mean, at least this year. We'd like to celebrate our silver anniversary, which is next year, because we started at the turn of the century, right? Year 2000, we've been on that long. Unlike other programs that, you know, have gone off the air, that might go off the air, talking about Alex Jones, GCN. You know, there's several networks that are in trouble right now. I'm going to be getting to a couple of different things about the media and what's happening with woke media and how it's not being accepted. That's coming up. The DOJ has unsealed an indictment against Dr. Ethan Heim, who last year leaked evidence of cross-sex hormone procedures being performed at a Texas hospital, despite the facility claiming to have halted them, with the surgeon facing four felony counts for alleged violation of HIPAA. I think we all know what that is. And, of course, he could end up in jail for about 10 years. He blew the whistle, basically, on Texas Children's Hospital and provided protected individual health information for patients who were not under his care without authorization, according to the complaint. And it was with the intent to cause malicious harm to Texas Children's Hospital. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton declared the prescription of puberty blockers was child abuse under Texas law. See what I mean? So he thought he was doing the right thing. And, of course, the documents he leaked showed the hospital continued to perform gender-affirming therapies after the announcement, including one procedure on an 11-year-old 3 days after it made the declaration. Wow. All right, moving right along, Senator Rand Paul slams a partisan DOJ for refusal to investigate Fauci. No action for 3 years after complaint submitted is disappointing, Paul said. Senator Rand Paul is a doctor, by the way. The DOJ refusing his request for a perjury investigation into Fauci. Proof of a two-tiered justice system. Okay, we get that. And see, you know, if you walk into the Capitol on J6, you might get 10 years in prison, Paul said. But if you're responsible for funding research that killed 15 million people, then you lied about it to Congress. Nothing happens to you. See how that works? See, Rand Paul recognizes, I think, for the most part, that we're going through an era of depopulation where the elites want to reduce the population as much as possible. So if they can't get him to stop, you know, I mean, in order to get somebody to stop eating, what do? Take away their food. So they're screwing with the environment so we can't grow food. Then they screw with the economy. Our next news story involves Putt-Putt to the Pizza Hut. Remember that? See how branding works? Well, they just closed another 15 locations in Indiana, and 120 more are at risk because the company is currently embroiled in a legal dispute with a franchisee, EYM Group. They own 142 Pizza Hut locations in Illinois, Indiana, Georgia, South Carolina, and Wisconsin. They were accused of defaulting on millions of dollars in payments allegedly owed to Pizza Hut by the June deadline, and the war continues. In 2019, Pizza Hut said they plan to close over 500 locations amid its transition from dine-in to delivery. Click on Detroit reported at the time. But see, here's the other thing. Pizza Hut also caught a lot of flack because they decided they were going to get involved in the tranny movement, pride movement. That was going to be a big thing. I don't know. Maybe they were taken after Pizzagate. I don't know. Hard to say. The FDA sends a warning letter to Dollar Tree stores for selling lead-tainted applesauce. It's a fruit puree, you know, Guanabana apple cinnamon fruit puree, those pouches they were selling. and Family Dollar and Dollar Tree were still selling them after Wanabana USA initiated a voluntary recall. Federal health regulators notified the store that selling of adulterated food violates the Federal Food, Drug, and Cosmetic Act of 1938. Of course, Dollar Tree officials came back and, oh, well, the company's operating under new management. We'll take steps to improve the rules very quickly and effectively executing product recalls. Apple cinnamon products were made by Schnucks, Weiss, and several other companies, also found to have elevated levels of lead and chromium, said the FDA. Some 90 cases of lead poisoning were linked to puree pouches across 32 states, according to latest information from the FDA, if you were to believe that. Johnson & Johnson, they're in trouble. They've been hit with a new class action lawsuit over their talcum powder. Yep, see, because women were using it to down in the Netherlands to dry themselves off. Their company's baby powder. And, of course, a lot of them were coming up all of a sudden with ovarian cancer, and nobody could figure it out. Oh, yeah, they all figured it out. So, you know, they're saying, hey, these talcum products, and, I mean, we're talking about thousands of women involved in this new lawsuit over J&J's talc, claiming it contains cancer-causing asbestos. Of course, J&J says, no, it's safe. It's asbestos-free, does not cause cancer. Now they filed for bankruptcy. The proposal, of course, needs support from 75% of the talc claimants with a three-month voting period ending on July 26th. Both the proposed settlement and the new class action concern claims talc caused ovarian and other gynecological cancers, which make up the vast majority of the cases. A smaller number of claims have been brought by people who develop mesothelioma. And we all know what causes mesothelioma. Exposure to asbestos. Interesting. Banana peel for skin, unearthing the research-backed benefits and uses of banana peels, other than slipping on one. They're mostly discarded after consuming the banana. You throw them out, can use them in your compost. Huh. Do you know that the peels contain a remarkable array of nutrients, phytochemicals, and natural enzymes that have been proposed to be beneficial for skin health? Yeah, they're rich in essential nutrients. The banana peels possess an antioxidant, antimicrobial, moisturizing properties that may potentially help improve skin conditions, reduce dark spots, acne management, dry and irritated skin, anti-aging and wrinkle reduction. Well, I can just see, you know, going into a restroom and somebody's wiping a banana peel on their face and people are looking at them going, okay, now that's just weird. You know, hey, we got to explain it. Of course, precautions and tips are needed when using banana peels on your skin to ensure effectiveness and avoid potential sensitivities or allergies, which is one of the reasons why, since we're all about solutions here, we have actually put this on our email blast so you can read it. All you got to do is subscribe. You go to thepowerhour.com, click on the newsletter tab, and sign up. Kevin in Ohio, good afternoon where you are, sir.
Good afternoon. Yeah, for Bill, it's curious about the two numbers you have to dial in. It's some kind of a screening, and somehow I guess it prevents just random callers from calling a number. Red Lion brought out of Pennsylvania uses it. Scriptures for America uses it. They all use it. All you do is punch in the two numbers, and then you're connected to listen. So there's really no big deal. Just go ahead and dial it. And then they vary that. And if you don't dial the right numbers, it hangs up on you automatically.
So interesting.
It's a good tool, I guess, for their purposes.
To prevent spam calls.
Yeah.
Okay,
and then,
I understand that.
Yeah, probably for spam, yeah. And then secondly, I've heard some more definition about the Hunter Biden tax trials coming up in September,
right.
And there's really going to be a lot of things brought to the surface off that laptop. Real good researcher has looked into it. And one of the interesting things that they're being charged with was selling junk bonds to the Ogallala Sioux.
Oh, my.
Hunter and Jim.
Oh, my.
And when and if this case comes up, they're going to go into details about every one of these. It's like 3 felonies and 16 other charges against him. So they can just drag all the dirty laundry out and just show it to the public.
Well, and see, the Ogallala Sioux, they're a protected class by the federal government.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, my. Oh, my.
Yeah.
Wow, Kevin. I appreciate that. Thanks for the heads up on that. I like it when you call and enlighten us on stuff.
You're very welcome. You enlighten me all the time, Dave.
Well, we try. I like it. Information sharing is good.
Adios.
Adios. Thank you for your call. All right. Moving on to the science and tech category, a survey out from Reuters Institute for the Study of Journalism's annual digital news report. You ready for this? Something we already expected. They did a survey, Reuters Institute. Yeah, you got to love it when Reuters, the own media, double checks itself, right? 100,000 people across 47 countries. They surveyed people, 2,000 people in each country, and they were asked about news reports produced by AI. And 52% of Americans said, we don't like it. We're very uneasy about this. The report also highlights the growing role of news influencers in delivering news to users of platforms like China's TikTok. Like I said, pretty soon you're not going to know what to believe. Now there's surveys to back that up. Fast food giant McDonald's. Oh, Mickey D's. Oh, good God, I got to go to Mickey D's and get some burgers and fries, said the late James Brown. Just get out of the pan. Yeah. Oh, good God. Yeah. Yeah, look at here. Yep. Yeah, Lamont, you dummy. Yeah, okay. Fast food giant McDonald's is going to take their AI out. They have a voice ordering tech in 100 outlets testing it, and by the end of July, they will be gone. They're scrapping its AI drive-through trial after videos went viral of order mix-ups, including bacon being added to ice cream. Boy, oh boy, oh boy. Yes, could I have some bacon-flavored ice cream? Yeah. Yeah, a Big Mac. Yes, with... Yeah, right. How do you say that in French? Yeah. De steak haché, sauce spéciale, salade, fromage oignon, dans un triple pan rond. Yeah, I want to go on. I learned that. That was one of the first things I learned how to say in French class. Anyway, how to say Big Mac in French. Actually, over there in France, they say Big Mac. so you'd have to go into that. California law wants marketplaces to collect digital ID data from high volume sellers. Talk about surveillance state. Good night. They want to start collecting online marketplaces to start collecting identity data such as bank account and tax ID numbers from high volume sellers who advertise online but transact offline, according to a report from ABC. If Senate Bill 1144 passes, if it passes, users who sell large volumes of good through third-party websites such as Craigslist, Facebook Marketplace, and Nextdoor are going to be required to provide identity verification. Oh, they want to go after you. They want to make sure they get all your tax details so they can tax the living bejesus out of you. That's what they want it for. So they can interfere with your rights to do whatever, to participate in the underground economy. Wow. But see, that only applies to California. Oh, Chucky's back at it again. I'm not talking about the cartoon character with the knife that stabs people randomly. I'm talking about Senate Majority Leader Chucky. Yeah, Mr. Zionism himself pushing a unanimous consent vote on a bump stock ban for purposes of using the Republican opposition to paint the GOP as favoring mass shooters. Of course, that didn't work. Senator J.D. Vance called Schumer out for pressing for votes on fake problems instead of taking up serious issues that the Senate may play a role in solving. Well, they're not about that, J.D. Come on. They're not about that. Blaze's Christopher Redford posted an X post to echo Vance's sentiment, saying ridiculous and cynical, saying the Senate should use its limited time on legislation that can actually pass and help Americans isn't dishonoring the dead any more than Schumer wasting time on Dem messaging votes honors the dead. Bump stocks were used in the shooting in Las Vegas in October of 17, if not at least two dozen other related prior shootings. In cancel culture, Scientific American magazine, Scientific American, we need to boycott, time to boycott. Stop subscribing, uncheck the box. This is a left-leaning legacy science magazine, and it's calling for federal regulation of homeschooling, saying parents who homeschool should be subjected to a background check. Wow. I want to put on the rubber glove and go in and pay the editors of Scientific American a little visit. Time for your proctology exam. Yeah, these people need to be background checked. These people are leftist idiots. They're morons. And you know what's worse? These buffoons actually said education is a basic right. I would like to know where in the U.S. Constitution it says education is a basic right. Where is it? Somebody got something for me? Call us. Let me know. Krieger, you're wrong. It does say education is a basic right in the Constitution. You're wrong. Somebody call me on it, would you? Because these people, these idiots here, these morons at Scientific American that think they're all that plus a bag of chips, they're not. We need to boycott Scientific American. You heard it right now. These buffoons need to go away. And you know what's really sad? Zero Hedge. I just saw an article this morning there that Durden's posted. The journalism industry is suffering a severe downturn with over 8,000 jobs cut all across the U.S., U.K., and Canada last year alone. Now they're watching the gutting of the Daily Beast. They're monitoring. Unionized staffers are leaving. Oh, yeah. The first half of this year has already seen more than 1,000 layoffs from traditional newspapers, online media outlets, and even leftist nonprofit watchdog journalism organizations. The industry is crumbling in an election year as some conservative media outlets are booming. A new report from The Wrap says leftist media outlet The Daily Beast is gutting its senior editorial team after implementing voluntary buyouts last month, with nearly 70% of unionized staffers leaving the outlet. See, they're going down the toilet, folks, and why is that? Because we, the people, are waking up, and we're not supporting this garbage anymore. Layoffs at the Daily Beast come as Press Gazette estimates total journalism industry job cuts in the UK, US, Ireland, and Canada total at least 1,000 in January, 615 in February, 30 in March, 77 in April. Last year, 8,000 media jobs were cut across the three countries. Wow. Amazing how that works, huh? And, of course, in the WNBA, if you haven't been paying attention to Caitlin Clark, remember she was drafted out of the University of Iowa? I love just sitting online on YouTube watching Caitlin Clark play. I have never seen a woman hit so many three-pointers from way outside the key in women's basketball. She actually, by her being there, this is almost like Michael Jordan. People watch the NBA, and they watch people like Stephon Curry and Michael Jordan and people like that. Well, they're black, and they're great. They love them. LeBron, you know, LeBron is backing Caitlin Clark and telling the left to knock it off and quit abusing her, saying that Caitlin Clark actually has brought recognition to the WNBA, but the left can't leave it alone. I mean, she is literally getting abused. Caitlin Clark is. She's being slammed and jammed and blocked and knocked over. Most recently, DeJounte Carrington, a player for the Connecticut Sun, who no one knew about before she mocked Caitlin Clark for embellishing a foul, sounded off Sunday in an apparent distress call after Caitlin Clark led Fever beat Chicago Sky in what was the most watched WNBA game in 23 years. Over 1.5 million watched that game. Nobody was watching WNBA before that. But see, when Caitlin Clark gets that ball, man, she scores damn near every time she gets it, including from way outside the key. I mean, we're talking about almost half court. Yeah. Carrington, by the way, got booed on her home court during that game. So, you know, you have to understand, if there are people out there that are helping the sport, what right do you have to complain? You know, Caitlin Clark is ready. She just wants to play. But all these black media commentators are going after her. which is one of the reasons LeBron James stepped up and said, dude, seriously, knock it off. Leave the woman alone. She's actually doing the WNBA some good. She's bringing attention to the black players as well. Would you just stop? She has black players on her own team, the Indiana Fever. She's helping out the team. She feeds the ball to them so they can score. She's a team player as well as a star, just like Michael Jordan and everybody else out there that's made a name for themselves in the NBA. Now we have the WNBA. I mean, the Coliseum in Chicago, 19,000 people went to watch the Sky play the Indiana Fever because Caitlin Clark was there. They want to see her with those three-pointer distance shots, man. I mean, it's incredible what this woman can do. I'm just, you know, surprised the WNBA hasn't taken advantage of it. But you know what? You got to realize the wokeness is still out there, folks. It hasn't been completely eliminated yet. Pop star Justin Timberlake busted in the early hours. Drunk driving in Long Island, New York. DWI. Yep. Refused to take a blood test. No breathalyzer for you, buddy. Yep. They're going to run him out of town. You watch. Oh, but I only had one martini. Willie Mays, by the way, passed away yesterday at the age of 93. And, of course, there's this monolith similar to the column that's appearing in the Las Vegas desert. Wow, are there actually people out there or things out there we don't know about? Maybe. We'll be back after the break with Dr. Michael Garko. Stay with us.
And well-being. Fortunately, there's a solution. Paratrax is a unique formula designed to help create an environment that's hostile to invading organisms. Made with a blend of herbs and other natural ingredients such as wormwood, which has often been used in traditional medicine as a dewormer. If unwanted organisms are affecting your health, Paratrax can help bring it all back in balance. Order today from thepowermill.com or call 877-817-9829. Are you tired of trying to figure out how to get all your fruits and vegetables into your busy lifestyle? OptiVita Complete Essentials provides you with 22 whole food vitamins and minerals, 29 fruits and vegetables, probiotics, antioxidants, and botanicals for ultimate health and nutrition. 30 individual packs, now less than $3 per day. Get your OptiVita Complete Essentials by calling 877-817-9829 or order online at thepowermall.com.
I don't know where to start. There's so many products you guys offer. I think one of the first things I ever ordered from you guys was your clay. The clay is miraculous. I could not do without that. And the charcoal, you know, you can get yourself in a bathtub to kind of help take the toxins out. So just those two alone, but I could go on to the OptiVita Silver Lozenges. Of course, then the Oregaresp and the P73, the oil of oregano, and your Vitamir toothpaste. Again, I could go on and on and on.
Call Jay at thepowermall.com and receive superior customer service. Call 1-877-817-9829 right now. That number again is 1-877-817-9829. Support small businesses and buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
My husband is a welder by trade, but he grinds his welding products, and he doesn't wear a helmet or a mask to do that. And he had this cruddy stuff in his lungs, and it just wasn't going away. And I heard you one time talking about the Sera enzyme for the lungs, and my goodness, I mean, he can breathe so much easier, and I don't hear that crud in his lungs. Thank you so very much.
To find out more about this product or others like it, go to our website at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com. Call 877-817-9829. That number again is 877-817-9829. Jay's standing by to take your call. Now more than ever, we need your support. Buy from the good guys at thepowermall.com. That's thepowermall.com.
Boost your immune system naturally this year with oil of oregano, a potent germ killer. This is the true wild oregano oil P73, a blend of edible spices of wild oregano grown on natural mineral-rich soils. Research published in the International Journal of Food Microbiology found that oil of oregano is an excellent germicide capable of killing a wide range of fungi and bacteria. Get it today by visiting thepowermall.com or calling 877-817-9829.
Break the bond to Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to